J.B. carefully laid his black long blaster on the cinders and rose, hands spread and raised.
All right, boys. Everything's easy. Just stay back off the trigger.
His two companions did likewise. It wasn't as if they had much choice.
I hope we just did the right thing, John. Any chance of slipping away is gone now.
Yeah, J.B.
All right, you three. Down the embankment. Hands behind your heads.
Half crouching, Jack shot the armorer a questioning glance, as did Mildred. He shrugged, then slowly complied. The other two followed.
Walk over there by the brush. Don't turn around.
Now let's not get way ahead of ourselves here, Banner. We're on your side.
Penalty for civilians carrying blasters is death.
But we fought the cold hearts for you.
No exceptions, lady. Sorry.
Yeah, that makes everything just fine.
Won't die this way.
Me neither, Jack. Slim chance is better than none. When I count three, scatter like quail, children.
Sergeant Banner, what's going on here?
Firing party, Captain Helton, sir.
Helton approached, anger furrowing his brow.
What the hell are you talking about? These people fought for us.
That's what we're trying to tell the man.
The three had stopped on the edge of the brush. The chance offered by the captain's intercession seemed better than that of bolting. And anyway, the armorer kept counting.
Regulations, sir.
That's absurd, Banner.
One.
General Order Number 23. Prisoners caught in possession of weapons are to be executed immediately. No appeal, no exceptions. General's a real stickler about that. You know that, sir.
Two.
Well, if that's the way it's got to be.
J.B. flexed his leg slightly and opened his mouth to say three.
Captain Helton! Sergeant Banner! Orders from the General.
Jesus.
Don't leave us in suspense, Corporal McKee.
General wants to see these three prisoners in his office at once, sir.
Ryan Carter opened his eye. Blackness, hintless of stars. Was he blind? If he was, it would be the capstone misery of a mighty pyramid of them. His whole body was a pulse of pain, timed to the pounding of his heart. His head hurt as if it had been recently used as an anvil. He felt the mixed sensations of clammy heat, nausea, and being somehow unmoored from the world that indicated a fever raged in his body. And beneath it all, there lay a vast, aching void, a sense of loss. He realized then that dim light was seeping into the lower edge of his field of vision. He expelled a long breath in relief and rolled his eye down. Dust-colored light, as if it were shining in through a tunnel mouth just out of sight around a curve. He lay on his back, with his head propped on something yielding. His body was swaddled in what he guessed to be blankets. He suddenly remembered. Wags appearing out of nowhere. Uniformed cold hearts with blasters. A great flickering muzzle flash, pale yellow in the sun. A blow like a sledgehammer to the upper chest. Falling.
Christy.
Don't get too close, Lightsleeper.
What?
What's the matter with his eye? He can't seem to see us.
You forget, Lightsleeper. Real humans don't see in the dark as we do. Their eyes are so small.
Real humans?
That could only mean he'd been captured by muties. He remembered his previous brief flirtation with consciousness as he lay broken on a rock, half hanging over the maw of the big ditch. The small, furtive figure sidling toward him in the twilight, the misshapen hand reaching out for him. Adrenaline thrilled in his nerves, the need to escape. He tried to spring to his feet. He couldn't move. The cloth wrapped around his arms and legs bound him as effectively as steel bands.
Give us a light, Lightsleeper.
Ryan's body heaved, arching off the cool ground beneath him. Once, twice, three times. Then it fell back spent. He was helpless. His consciousness swam from sickness and exertion. Fighting back oblivion, he lay glaring into the dimness in which he could still see only the vaguest suggestion of movement. His chest heaved, far more with rage and frustration at his helplessness than fear. What were they? He wondered wildly. Stickies? Scalies? The ancient lighter finally produced a sufficient spark to ignite the butane stream. Yellow light flared. Ground squirrels? He lay in a small cave with an irregular dome of packed dirt ceiling 5 feet high. Two creatures sat hunched over him, gazing at him with huge, mild eyes. They were about the size of a small, chubby child, roughly 3 feet tall, although they might possibly be closer to four standing erect, presuming they were bipedal. which didn't seem a bad presumption, since one was holding the lighter in what seemed to be a furry, three-fingered hand. They had little snub noses and round cheeks and round ears that came to black-tufted points. The fur on their bellies was buff-colored. They looked like a cross between humans and squirrels, and something called an Ewok, which Ryan had seen in an old vid.
Rest, human. You're feverish.
Who? What are you?
Ow! My thumb!
Light Sleeper yanked the singed digit back from the hot friction wheel of the lighter. Darkness reclaimed the cave.
We are the Little Ones.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Blackness claimed Ryan once more.